Chapter 45 was soon concluded, but neither in the course of his walk home with his friends, nor afterwards when seated before a blazing fire at the supper he so much needed, could a single observation be drawn from him. He seemed bewildered and amazed. Once, and only once, he turned round to Mr. Wardle, and said, "How did you come here?" Trundle, and I came down here for some good shooting on the first, replied Wardle. "We arrived tonight, and were astonished to hear from your servant that you were here too. But I am glad you are," said the old fellow, slapping him on the back. "I am glad you are. We shall have a jovial party on the first, and we'll give Winkle another chance, eh, old boy?" Mr. Pickwick made no reply. He did not even ask after his friends at Dingley Dell, and shortly afterwards retired for the night, desiring Sam to fetch his candle when he rung. The bell did ring in due course, and Mr. Weller presented himself. "Sam," said Mr. Pickwick, looking out from under the bedclothes. "Sir," said Mr. Weller. Mr. Pickwick paused, and Mr. Weller snuffed the candle. "Sam," said Mr. Pickwick again, as if with a desperate effort. "Sir," said Mr. Weller, once more. "Where is that trotter? Job, sir? Yes. Gone, sir. With his master, I suppose? Friend or master, or whatever he is, he's gone with him," replied Mr. Weller. "There's a pair on them, sir." Jingle suspected my design, and set that fellow on you, with this story, I suppose? Said Mr. Pickwick, half choking. "Just that, sir," replied Mr. Weller. "It was all false, of course?" "All, sir," replied Mr. Weller. "Reglardu, sir, artful dodge. I don't think he'll escape us quite so easily the next time, Sam." Said Mr. Pickwick. "I don't think he will, sir. Whenever I meet that jingle again, wherever it is," said Mr. Pickwick, raising himself in bed, and indenting his pillow with a tremendous blow, "I'll inflict personal chastisement on him, in addition to the exposure he so richly merits. I will, or my name is not Pickwick." And whenever I catches hold o' that there melancholy chap with the black hair," said Sam, "if I don't bring some real water into his eyes, for once in a way, my name ain't Weller. Good night, sir." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.